You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, friends. We are on day 7 of our Christmas novena. Before we begin, let us take a moment to settle our minds and open our hearts. Let us focus on our breath as we breathe in God's love and breathe out any distractions. Let us invite the Holy Spirit as we bless ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's meditation is the journey of the infant Jesus to Egypt. The Son of God came from heaven to save humanity, but no sooner was he born than they began to persecute him, even unto death. Herod, afraid that this infant would take away his kingdom, he tried to put the child to death. So in a dream, an angel advised Saint Joseph to take Jesus and his mother to Egypt. Informing Mary, Joseph promptly obeyed. He took along with him the tools of his trade that he had available to use in providing a livelihood for himself and for his poor family while in Egypt. For her part, Mary packed a small bag of clothes for the holy infant. Then, drawing near the crib with tears, she said to her sleeping child, "O my son and my God, you have come down from heaven to save humanity, yet hardly after you are born, they already seek to take away your life." That very night, still crying, she took the baby Jesus and she and Joseph set off on their journey. Think about how much these lonely pilgrims must have suffered while making such a long journey, deprived of every comfort. The infant was not yet able to walk, so Mary and Joseph had to take turns carrying him in their arms. During the journey through the desert of Egypt, their only bed at night was the bare earth in the open air. The infant wept in the cold, and Joseph and Mary also wept out of compassion for him. Who would not weep, after all, seeing the Son of God, poor and persecuted, wandering about on the earth so that his enemies would not kill him? Affections and prayers. O dearest infant Jesus, I hear you cry, and you ought to cry, being neglected by your very own creatures whom you love so much. O my God, I have also neglected you and sinned against you, but now I resolve to love you even more than I love myself. And there can be no sorrow greater than that which I suffer, recalling how I have ignored you, my greatest good. Please forgive me, my Jesus, and allow me to carry you in my heart during the rest of my life's journey, so that I may enter eternity with you as an essential part of my life. I have so often turned away from you through sin. From now on, I will love you above all other things. I repent all the ways I have ever ignored you or offended you by hurting someone else. My beloved Lord, I will never ignore you again. Give me strength to resist temptations. Do not allow me to turn from you. I would rather die than do something that offends you or my neighbor. O Mary, my hope, help me to live always in response to God's love. And that, dear friends, is the end of day 7. Let us offer glory to God for the gift of the Incarnation. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbeau, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.